It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Live across Australia on SEN Track, Giddy Up with Gareth Hall. The Giddy Up Bag of Tips for Oz Equipment Rentals, supplying equipment to the construction, mining and roadworks industries. OzEquipment.com.
Welcome back to Giddy Up, Gareth Hall with you on this Friday morning. Let's try and find you a few winners. Cranbourne, Mitch Lewis likes race 5, number 1. Guerra and race 7, number 3, Pre-Coney. Race 5, number 1, race 7, number 3. At Horsham, he likes race 1, number 11, Easy Money. And also race 4, number 7, he likes as well. So race 1, number 11, race 4, number 7. Now, Gambier Cup Day on his home track, he likes race 4, number 4, Chill with TJ. Race 5, number 2, You're Joking Me Right. And race 7, number 3, Farrago. So race 4, number 4, race 5, number 2, Race 7, number 3. Now Luke Hovhaniemi joins us now to go through his best at Scone. Good morning to you, Luke. We'll catch up with Luke in just a moment. Launceston, Bear Robertson, he likes race 8, number 3, Kabaka. So race 8, number 3 is his play there at Hobart, Launceston. And Hobart on Sunday, Habajan, he likes, or Hubba Bubba Jan. I think that's how you pronounce it. Bear, you can help me out here. Race 3, number 10 anyway. Garrett Horse and Handful of Equine Essentials. Darren Carroll likes race 5, number 11. Maxi Wants to Play. So that's race 5, number 11. Maxi Wants to Play. And race 8, number 7. Sweet Nickaloo. Race 8, number 7 is his tip as well. Garrett Horse and Hound stocking the largest range at the best prices. Visit horseandhound.com.au. The Ladbrokes Golden Easter Egg, Saturday the 13th of April. Mickey Cowley joins us. G'day, Mick.
Hello, buddy. How's things going?
I am very well, mate. It's an exciting time of year with the Easter egg just around the corner now.
Mate, it really is. And this is the one that's steeped in tradition and time honoured. I know there's races that are worth more and they're great to win, I'm sure, for any participant. But this is the one that the trainers really want to win because there's such history in the event. And it's a cracking trophy. Yeah, many gold eggs that are put on offer for a trophy, aren't they?
Yeah, and it's a bit like the Melbourne Cup, like the Phoenixes in Victoria has been the new race, but everybody wants to win a Melbourne Cup and a Golden Easter Egg. It's like the Golden Slipper in the Melbourne Cup and the Gallops for the racing fraternity.
Absolutely spot on. They have the Rivers and so forth, but the Purists still want the Melbourne Cups and the Slipper.
Do you have a winner for us, mate?
Mate, I reckon I do. It's a good night racing there tomorrow night. The best on the program comes up. We've got to wait till race 9. It's Good Odds Cobber, drawn box 1. It'll be skinny odds, but you can probably multi it up with a few others. But this dog will actually be one of the real-life chances in the Easter Egg. It's the last warm-up before those heats the following Saturday. So it's race 9, dog number 1, Good Odds Cobber. The ones you can multi up with are race 4, number 6, Amiga Travis. This dog just needs a little bit of luck early, and it'll fly away from its rivals on that first turn's a very, very handy dog. Again, it'll be one that'll be in the series. And then in race 6, it's a stable called Aston Costello. It's from Victoria. It was sent up to Charmaine Roberts in Dubbo for the Country Classic. Certainly not disgraced in running fourth in the final of that event last week. Stepping up now to the 720 in preparation for the race, the Association Cup, which is on during the Easter Egg Carnival, a Group 1 event. And it will be very, very tough to run down as well. So that's race 6, number 6, Aston Costello.
Beautiful. Do you have anything for us today?
Mate, there's a couple of shorties tonight at Wentworth Park, but they certainly could be worth could be worth following. No, that's okay, mate. Mate, actually, start off Goulburn Race 3, number 4, Boaz.
Yep.
And then at Wentworth Park tonight, couple up Race 4, number 8, Barefoot Dave, and Race 8, number 1, Overflow Bo.
Let's hope your tips go better than your football side at the moment, Mickey boy.
Mate, we're going to bounce back tonight, fingers crossed.
South Sydney Rabbitohs finished already after round number 2.
Wow.
The Seagulls on fire in my Melbourne. I've got two sides now, Manly and Melbourne Storm, and we'll probably play off in the grand final.
Mate, I was going to say you haven't jumped on Manly, you know, despite their recent losing seasons. You've jumped back on now that they've won a couple, eh?
I'm an easy man to jump back on a bandwagon. Good on you, Mickey boy.
All good, buddy. Chat soon.
Mick Cowley there. The Greyhound Super Series returns with the time-honoured Ladbrokes Golden Easter Egg Saturday the 13th of April. That's Bag of Tips. He's got a new bus ready to go. The Ultima Hotel, Shane Bennett. Make sure you swing by for a cold beer. He's back there this weekend. So it's in the heart of the Mallee, just down the road from Swan Hill. And Oz Equipment Rental, supplying equipment to the construction, mining and roadworks industries, ozequipment.com. Today's wagering update brought to you by Bet365, the world's favourite online betting brand. What's gambling really costing you? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. G-Man, why is everyone so hesitant to label Mr. Brightside a champion? You said it before yourself. If he wins a Cox Plate, he goes down as one of the all-time racehorses. I think he's a champion. He's won more than $10 million, a couple of Doncasters. He's a mighty galloper. Do they take into account that there's more Group 1 sprint races than staying Group 1s? Winning a Caulfield and Melbourne Cup double is a huge feat, considering you're up against the world's best days. If you want to look at the opposition, our spring races aren't against the world's best. Have a ripper day. I agree with you there, Marcus. I think she deserves to be favourite, but she's definitely not over the line. No Manicato ruins the Friday night. It was a great night. Now it's nothing. Hi, G Hall. Need some great tips for Aubrey Cup Day today. We liked one at Aubrey today for the Aubrey Cup. Here are the tips for the Aubrey Cup. In the Aubrey Guineas, we like Piercing Arrow, race 6, number 1. I think it'll be mighty hard to beat. We're keen in the Cup, in the Aubrey Cup, on Miracle Spin, race 7, number 6. And race 8, number Projecto. Race 8, number 10, we're playing. Race 8, number 10 in the last at Aubrey. So race 8, number 10. Race 7, number 6, really keen on Miracle Spin. And Piercing Arrow, race 6, number 2 in the Aubrey Guineas. I'll be back tomorrow morning for a big show kicking off with the Odds Couple from 8 a.m. Hopefully you can join us then. But for now, have a wonderful night. Wonderful day. I'll catch you again tomorrow.